健康、时尚、美食、出行，尽在衣食住行。
每周五晚9:30，请锁定 AM 1150西雅图中文电台。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台的节目。今天是我们美国故事的特别节目，我是您的老朋友吕玲。Mercer Island 是一个特殊的社区，我们有475英亩的公园土地，有令人难以置信的自然美景，有靠近大城市的几乎完美的位置，有提供全方位服务的社区和活动中心，有令人赞叹的学校系统，有连接西雅图及东区的便捷的汽车和大众交通，有当地掌控的紧急服务，以及由公共资金资助的青年和家庭服务项目，为有需要的人提供社会安全网。更重要的是，我们有受过良好教育、充满激情和爱心的居民，他们积极致力于志愿者服务和社区服务。我曾在美国的许多城市居住过，但没有任何一个其他城市能提供 Mercer Island 所能提供的生活品质。上面这段文字并不是我写的，它来自 Mercer Island 市议员参选人 Craig Reynolds 的竞选网站。Craig Reynolds 先生是一位有着超过30年经验的资深保险精算师，他毕业于麻省理工学院，是美国精算师协会会员，应该是国际精算师协会会员，并曾于2015年至2016年担任协会的主席。欢迎 Craig 来到我们的节目。So Craig, I just read the second paragraph on your vision statement for Mercer Island on your campaign website. Welcome to be here. How about you introduce yourself to our audience?
Thank you very much. I'm happy to do so. So, as noted, my name is Craig Reynolds. I'm a candidate for Mercer Island City Council. I can tell you just a little bit about myself and my background, if that's helpful. I'm a Washington native, born just a few hours north of here in Bellingham. Lived in my childhood in Oregon. Did my university education at MIT, where I got a degree in mathematics. And I've been working for the last 34 years as an actuary, the most recent 30 of which I've been employed at a consulting firm in Seattle named Milliman.
大家好，我是 Craig Reynolds. 我是 Mercer Island City Council 的候选人。我出生在西雅图北面几个小时之远的 Bellingham， 然后我在 Oregon 读了书，然后在麻省理工学院读了大学，学习的是数学。在过去的34年的时间里面，我的职业是从事保险精算师，尤其是在过去的这么几年，我是特别的为这个华盛顿州和俄勒冈州的精算的公司服务。
Okay. In my actuarial work, I've had the privilege of doing work all around the world. In particular, I served a term as president of the Society of Actuaries and managed to do work in about 25 countries around the world.
在我的职业生涯当中呢，我有这个幸运能够在世界各地工作，尤其是在过去的这个时间之内呢，我有幸的为世界上的二十五个国家工作。
The actuarial profession, which is what I'm part of, is a rapidly growing profession around the world, but in China in particular.Starting with a program that started at Nankai University in the early 1990s, I believe. And in my role as president of the SOA, I was able to visit Beijing and Shanghai a couple of times, representing the profession.
特别是在我在我在我的这个作为这个保险精算师协会工作当中呢，我有幸到了中国访问了几次。我记得我的最初的到中国的访问是1990年代，从南开大学开始的。后来呢，我有机会到北京和上海工作。
Interestingly, the Society of Actuaries has around 30,000 members, which is pretty close to the size of Mercer Island, and it has an annual budget of around $50 million, which is in round numbers the same as the Mercer Island budget. So.Leading that organization, I believe, was very good practice for a leadership role at Mercer Island.
非常有意思的是呢，精算师协会它大概有30,000名会员，这个基本上与 Mercer Island 的人口数相当。同时呢，它所处理的资金是有大概5,000万美元，也与 Mercer Island 的这个它的这个财政的状况相当。所以说，作为它的协会的主席，领导和管理这个协会， 帮助我能够有更多的自信，能够从事 Mercer Island 的市议会的工作。
Okay, probably nothing else to add for now.
Yeah, it's very good now. 那么我想问一问是，因为你出生在华盛顿州北面的这个 Bellingham， 那么你什么时候你开始在 Mercer Island 上面生活，然后又是什么原因促使你搬到这里来的呢？So when did you start living in Mercer Island and what made you move here?
I've been living on the island since 2012. My wife and I were married fairly late in life, and she had been a lifelong resident of Mercer Island and convinced me to move there shortly after we were married.
我搬到 Mercer Island 是在2012年，我的妻子她是一直是 Mercer Island 的居民，在我们结婚后不久，她就说服我搬到了这里来。
And I found it to be a truly fabulous place to live. There's a lot to like about the island, but one of the things that really strikes me is the sense of community. I had lived in the Sammamish or Issaquah area for quite a number of years, over 20 years, and I found that I knew my neighbors in Mercer Island within the first few weeks more than I knew my old neighbors in the old neighborhood.
我在 Mercer Island 上面，这个岛上面生活，给我的一个最大的最深的一个印象是，这个岛上有非常强的社区的这个概念，这个感觉。我曾经在 Sammamish 和 Issaquah 都生活过，在Mercer Island 的生活，在几个星期之内，我所认识的我的邻居的数量就超过了我在 Sammamish 和 Issaquah 居住几年所认识的邻居的数量。
There are a lot of other things to like as well. One is certainly the natural environment. We have 475 acres of parkland, which is just a wonderful gift to the island. And obviously a world-class school system, which is one of the things that attracts many people to move to the island.
也有很多其他的地方非常吸引我。一个是Mercer Island 有非常非常好的优异的自然资源，超过475英亩的这个公园土地，以及具有一流的学校系统，这也是吸引很多居民搬到这个岛上来的原因。
I've also been very attracted to the level of services that our city government provides. Mercer Island is unique among cities in the region in that the city government funds mental health counselors for the schools. They also have a very active geriatric services program to take care of the elderly. And both of those are just good examples of islanders taking care of other islanders. And I really like that about the island.
其他很吸引我的地方也在于Mercer Island 这个城市有非常好的公共服务，它有专门的这个精神健康的这个服务机构，来为人们提供服务，也有很好的老年服务机构和项目，我相信这些都是吸引人们愿意居住在 Mercer Island 的一个很重要的原因。
There's another thing that is I found very interesting that I've just learned about through the campaign process. One of the things that you have to do to run a successful campaign is go knock on doors. And so far, I've knocked on about 2,000 doors on Mercer Island. I'd like to do more, but that's how many I have so far. And I've learned a lot through that process.
从这个参选的这个竞选的过程当中呢，我也学习到了很多。其中一个很有收获的一件事情呢，是我的这个挨家挨户的敲门拜票。到目前为止呢，我敲了有大概两千家户的门。从他们经历当中，我了解到了很多关于这个社区以及关于这个社区的居民。我希望我能够在竞选的这个剩下的时间里面能够敲更多的门。
One thing as an example is the very significant number of homes on Mercer Island that are multi-generational.Where I will find families with somebody in their 80s and somebody in their 50s living in the same house, or somebody in their 50s and somebody in their 20s or 30s. So to me, that is indicative of families really sticking together, which I find very attractive.
在我的这个挨家这个敲门拜拜过程中呢，我发现一个很有意思的一个现象，就是在这个岛上有很多很多家庭都是就是多代这个共同生活在一起的。比如说有80岁的人和50岁的人生活在一起，也有50岁的人和20、30岁的人生活在一起。这反映出在这个岛上， 人们是有很强的这种家庭的凝聚感的。
And in many ways, it's a mirror of my own family. When my wife and I built our home on Mercer Island, we built a home so that her parents could live on the ground floor of the house, and we live above. And that's been a wonderful gift to our family, where the parents are close, and we can keep an eye on them and help them age gracefully. But they've also been able to help us as well in helping with child care and pet care as well. And it's been generally a happy family environment.
这个恰恰也是我自己的生活和家庭的一个写照。我和我的妻子，我们共同建造了我们的房子。我的岳父岳母他们住在一楼，我和我的妻子住在二楼。这样的话呢，我们有更多的机会能够照顾他们，能够帮助他们能够优雅的老去，同时呢，他们也能够帮助我们照顾我们的孩子。这个是我感觉到了一个非常好的一个家庭的价值。Very good， 非常好，非常好。那么我在看这个Craig 的网站的时候呢，我发现一个非常醒目的一句话，在他的网站的这个标题上面，这句话呢是说 "We live in the best place, let's keep it that way." 我看到这句话以后，我在想，为什么说这个 Mercer Island 是 best place？ 因为我想可能很多人都会这样认为，但是我想从 Craig 的口中来了解一下，到底 Mercer Island 为什么是一个 best place。So, one of your campaign slogans is, we live in the best place, let's keep it that way. So, I want to know, why do you think Mercer Island is the best place?
Well, there are a lot of things, some that I've alluded to already. One is just the amazing people that live there and the natural environment, the parkland, the tree cover, the wildlife habitat. But to me, quality of life is also driven by the services that the city government and the school district provide as well.
Mercer Island 的这个它的好很好的这个就是说作为一个我认为最好的地方，在于它有非常非常好的居民，它有非常丰富的自然资源，有这个很好的这个野生动物的资源，以及包括这个岛所能够提供的生活的品质，让我觉得它是一个最好的地方。
You know, I mentioned that my parents-in-law live with us, and my father-in-law has had a couple of strokes, and I think the reason he's alive is that the fire station on Mercer Island has world-class aid car services, and they were there within moments and saved his life. I also appreciate the fact that there are geriatric services that provide activities for him to do through the community center and really allow them to age gracefully in our home, and that's very important to me.
刚才我也提到了我的那个岳父岳母跟我们生活在一起，我的岳父呢，他的年龄比较大了，然后他曾经有一次他的这个出现了这个出现这个紧急的这个心脏出现紧急情况，然后呢，他非常感谢在 Mercer Island 上面的这个非常优秀的这个消防队，还有他们这个应急服务系统，能够迅速的抢救他，使他能够脱离危险。同时呢，他也非常感谢 Mercer Island 所能提供的对老人的照顾和服务，提供的这个活动中心，让老年人能够在这里有能够得到充分的活动的机会和锻炼的机会，让他们能够在这里很优雅的老去。
And of course, the natural environment can't be beat. When you live on an island in the middle of the lake, it's a wonderful thing that you're always just a few minutes drive away from a beautiful park where you can go swimming in the summertime. And that's another wonderful thing about the island.
当然，作为一个在湖中的岛来讲的话呢，它的自然环境是无可比拟的。开车只需要几分钟时间就能到非常非常好的公园，这是Mercer Island的一个极大的优势。Very nice. 那么下一个呢，我也很想知道，是作为一个非常成功的一个这个保险这个清算师，是什么让 Craig 决定来参选Mercer Island 的 City Council? So, why do you decide to run for City Council of Mercer Island? Is this your first time to run for public office?
Yes, it is my first time to run for public office. And...Really, the main reason why I'm running, I could sum up as, because it is such a wonderful place to live, I want to make sure that we can keep it that way. the city is facing a number of challenges right now that could endanger the ability of the city to deliver the services it, what we want, or to just threaten the lifestyle that we enjoy on Mercer Island. And I want to make sure I can do my part to maintain it.
是的，这是我第一次参选这个政府的职位。我为什么要参选这个 Mercer Island 的市议会，是因为我认为 Mercer Island 是一个非常非常棒的一个地方。我希望它能够保持住它的现在的样子。Mercer Island 现在面临的一些挑战，我希望能够帮助这个地方面对和解决这些问题。
I originally got involved in city politics a couple of years ago when I volunteered to serve on the community advisory group to help advise the city on dealing with its budget challenges.
我最早参与这个Mercer的城市的治理是在几年以前，我参加了这个市政府的这个顾问委员会，帮助这个政府解决一些关于预算方面的问题。
And for a little over a year after that, I've been serving on the Planning Commission, which is the city's primary body to advise the council on land use issues. And for both the Community Advisory Group and the Planning Commission, I found that I very much enjoyed the process, the collaboration, the cooperation, working together towards a common goal.
我有超过一年的时间也在这个城市的规划的委员会工作。这个规划委员会是一个帮助这个城市、帮助市政府制定土地使用规则的一个主要的机构。通过我在顾问机构和这个规划机构的这个沟通过程当中，我非常非常的喜欢这其中的合作，这其中的互相的大家的团结一心，为了共同的目标而努力。
And generally through both those processes.I felt like I added value to the city process, and I enjoyed it. And I thought, well, the next logical step to see if I can play a bigger role in helping to preserve that which makes the island great, the council was a very logical choice to try next.
从我的过去的经历当中呢，我感觉到我自己为这个城市的治理带来的价值我自己呢也非常喜欢这样的工作。所以我想一个自然的一个下一步就是我怎么样让自己能够承担更大的责任，能够有这个更大的挑战。所以说我就决定要参加这个市议会的竞选。这是一个非常非常好的一个故事。因为居住在这里，因为喜欢这里，所以愿意为这里付出更多。我想这也是很多其他的这个市议会这个议员参选人他们的共同的心路历程吧。那么我也想了解一下 Craig， 他作为一个职业的一个保险精算师，那么他的这个职业的经历对于他今后成为一个好的一个市议员来讲会有什么样的帮助？ So do you think your experience as a professional actuary will help you become a good city council member?
I think so, and that's really why I originally thought to volunteer for this community advisory group. Most people don't know what actuaries really do for a living, but essentially what we do is long-term forecasting, planning, and risk management. And those sorts of skills are very useful in any sort of business or governmental organization.
是的，我认为我的过去，我的这个职业精算师的这个经历会为这个会为这个作为市议员而增加他的价值。在我的过去的参加这个作为这个顾问，在这个顾问机构工作时候，我的这个经历就已经帮助我在上面更好的工作了。很多人呢都不太理解这个精算师他的工作内容到底是什么。其实作为一个职业的保险精算师，他的工作更多的是关注于长期的对于这个财政以及这个财政的规划以及风险的预测和这个风险的降低防止。
And I also think when we look at city government, and not just on Mercer Island, but probably all cities as nearly as I can tell, they tend to have a very short-term focus, thinking only one or two years ahead into the future. And as an actuary, I'm trained to look 50 to 100 years into the future. And I think all governments, but Mercer Island in particular, the one I care about, could benefit from doing more long-range planning.
我想与其他的城市一样，包括 Mercer Island 在内，很多城市呢，它的关注点可能更多的是在短期的发展上面。但是作为一个保险精算师，他所关注的更多的是50年到100年这个长期的发展和这个金融的风险的问题。所以说，这样的心理是可以帮助城市的。
I also think my service for 7 years on the board of the Society of Actuaries has really been kind of a training ground for the City Council, and I have developed my skills in communication, in collaboration, in building consensus, and in leadership more generally, and those skills will all translate very well to the Council.
我在精算师协会的7年的工作经历，也让我也是一个非常好，对我也是一个非常好的锻炼。它锻炼了我的交流的能力，协作的能力，以及达成共识的能力。同时呢，也让我的领导能力得到了很好的锻炼。啊，这是一个非常好非常好的经历。每一次这个选举呢，在因为市议会的选举。它是分为很多很多的不同的位置，叫做这个 position。那么每一个这个位置，它会有超过一个这个竞选人。经过初选以后呢，会剩下两个人参加最后的这个大选，这个 general election。那么Craig 他所参选的这个位置呢是 position 5，所以说他呢也会有他自己的这个对手。那么我想问一问，和他的对手比起来，他认为他自己的优势到底在什么地方 ？So in what aspects do you think you have advantages over your opponent for position 5?
Certainly. I can name a couple of things. The first and most important probably is experience. My opponent will say that she has financial experience as well, but I think as an actuary, I've got experience that will trump hers.
我可以列出这么几点来。第一点呢是这个经历，这个专业的经历。我的竞争对手呢，他也声称他自己在这个财政和金融方面也有一定的经历，但是呢，我相信作为精算师，在这方面的经历应该是远远的胜过他的。
Second thing I would say is my experience on the Planning Commission. I've developed a deep understanding of land use policy and land use issues on the island.And really, financial issues and land use issues are the two primary areas of focus for the city government.
第二点呢是，我在这个城市的规划委员会、规划机构上的这个工作经历，特别是呢是这个经历在这个关于这个土地的使用，以及关于这个财政方面的这些问题所给我带来的我的经验。
I would also say that the two of us have very different philosophies. She has communicated a tendency to maintain a more go-it-alone sort of approach to government, where it's Mercer Island against the world. And I believe it's very important for the council to advocate for Mercer Island interests.But the best way to do that, in my view, is to actively engage with the broader community.
另外一个呢，是在我们各自的这个从政的哲学上面也是不一样的。我的对手呢，他的更加倾向于呢是就是说要想用这个用这个已知的这些手段，然后呢，要把 Mercer Island 和这个世界的其他部分来做比较，而我呢是更加的这个关注于怎么样能够和更大的这个社区、更大的世界能够跟他们联系在一起，能够协同的发展。
Mercer Island is really a relatively small town of about 25,000 people, surrounded by water, and then on the other side of the water. by two much larger cities, Bellevue and Seattle.
Mercer Island 呢，它其实也是一个很小很小的一个城市，大概只有25,000人，被这个华盛顿湖所包围，而且在这个大城市，西雅图和 Bellevue 的边上。
Most people that live on the island work off the island. We get our food and water off the island. We have most of our entertainment off the island. So we are inextricably connected to the communities outside.
很多在 Mercer Island 这个岛上居住的人们，他们并不在岛上工作，他们的食品，他们的水也是从这个岛之外来的，他们的娱乐休闲也是在岛之外，所以说非常重要的一点是我们需要和外面的世界能够有很好的连接。
So if like me, you want what's best for Mercer Island, you need to be prepared to engage with Sound Transit, engage with Metro, engage with the county, engage with Bellevue, Seattle, and so forth, to work together on regional problems, and to work together to find solutions that work for the island.
如果你问我对于 Mercer Island 最好的这个方式是什么，那么我认为它一定要和这个Sound Transit 这个交通系统和这个 Metro 以及和这个 King County, Bellevue, 西雅图这些城市能够更多的协作，能够一起解决这些地区性的这些问题。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
Bella， 你恋爱了？
哪里有啊？
那你为什么这样的容光焕发呢？连双下巴都没了，就像变了一个人似的。
我啊，只是去卓玉医美打了2针，你看看，脸上皱纹没了，脸也瘦了，双下巴也不见了。Hello, Tony 啊，我们今晚去看电影。好呀，那就今晚见喽。
卓玉医美是您重返青春的最好朋友，干细胞水光针、微针、Botox 肉毒除皱、瘦脸针、玻尿酸填充，美丽人生不是梦想。夏季筹兵进行中，地址在 Bellevue 市中心，电话4255895747，4255895747。
为了庆祝重阳节，西雅图尊贵纪念活动提供者将于10月5日星期五以及10月6日星期六，从上午9点到下午4点，分别在兰顿市的绿幕纪念公园以及贝尔维尤市的落日山纪念公园举行重阳节庆祝活动。在你缅怀逝去亲人的同时，也可参观这些纪念公园的新物业，并提早规划以获得优惠。更多详情请致电4254904297，4254904297。我们10月初的重阳节纪念活动上见。
欢迎回来，继续收听西雅图中文电台《美国故事》特别节目。今晚我们的嘉宾是 Craig Reynolds， 他是 Mercer Island 市议员的参选人。那么在 Craig 的网站上面，我看到他写了这么一句话，他说在即将到来的几年时间，对 Mercer Island 是非常有挑战的。 但是呢，每一个挑战又会创造新的机会。那么我就想问问Craig， 到底他看到了，对于 Mercer 来讲，他看到了什么样的挑战，而这些挑战又创造了什么样的机会。 So on your campaign's website, you say the next few years will be very challenging for Mercer Island, but each challenge creates opportunities. So what challenges do you foresee for Mercer Island, and what opportunities does each create?
Well, there are a couple of key challenges I'd like to focus on, I think. One would be financial management of the city, and one would be the coming of light rail. And I'll talk about each of those in turn.
我呢，主要是看到两个主要的挑战。一个呢是这个城市的财政管理，另外一个呢是这个正在到来的轻轨。
Let's talk about the light rail first. Light rail is going to be a tremendous gift to the island. It's going to make it easier to get to Seattle, easier to get to Bellevue, and generally increase our connectedness to the region.
我们先来谈一谈这个轻轨。轻轨呢，它是一个对于一个这个 Mercer Island 呢是一个非常大的一个礼物。它会让这个岛上的居民能够更加容易的到达西雅图，到达 Bellevue， 更加容易的和这个周围的社区联系在一起。
But just as it makes it easier for islanders to get off the island, it makes it easier for others to get to the island as well.
当然就像是这个让这个岛上的居民更容易的离开岛一样，也会让岛外的人更加容易的来到岛上。
And some have looked at that and said that creates safety or security issues for the island. We're not nearly as isolated or self-contained as we used to be.
有些人呢觉得说这会给这个岛带来关于安全的一些隐患，使得这个岛不再像以前那样子。
And we certainly have to be aware of that and make sure that proper security is in place. But I also think it creates tremendous opportunity for connection to the broader community.
我们当然会意识到这样的问题，并且呢，要把我们的安全措施能够把它提前的把它这个制定到位。但是呢，我同时也认为这样的这个轻轨是给我们提供的和外面的世界相联系的更多的机会。
So as an example, there's a plan underway now to attempt to build a Mercer Island Center for the Arts that will be right near the light rail station.
比如说现在有一个计划是要建造一个Mercer Island 的艺术中心。它的位置呢，刚好会在这个轻轨站的旁边。
And a facility like that has the potential to be effectively a gateway for the city, and a reason for people to get off the train to see a show on Mercer Island, and while they're there, stop, buy a book at Island Books, have a meal at a restaurant, generally take advantage of some of the things the island has to offer.
这样的设施呢，它将会成为Mercer Island 通向外面世界、通向世界的一个窗口。那么人们到这个 Mercer Island 上面来看一场演出，在这里买本书，在这里吃顿饭，会给 Mercer Island 带来很多的机会。
And anything we do like that that allows the town center area of Mercer Island to grow and thrive, I think is very good for the island. It makes the island a more interesting place to live if we have more places to shop and more places to eat.But it also really broadens the tax base of an island that is very dependent right now on property tax and does not have much sales tax revenue.
这样的一些机会发展呢，就需要Mercer Island 它的市的中心得到更大的发展和繁荣。这些呢对于岛来讲是好的事情，但同时呢也是更加依赖于这个岛上居民的税收，特别是关于这个房产的税收，因为在Mercer Island 上面主要的税收来自于房产，而不是来自于销售。
Which really connects to the other issue of financial challenges. We have a little over 40% of our revenue comes from property tax, which is much more than other communities in the region.
这里呢就自然就联系到了另外一个问题，就是关于这个财政的管理问题。在 Mercer Island 的上面呢有接近于40%的收入是来自于房产税，这个比例远远的高于其他的城市。
And the city faces some challenges right now in balancing the budget. Costs are generally rising at the regional inflation rate, which is around 3 or 4% a year. and state law limits property tax growth rate on existing construction to 1% a year.
这个呢就给城市的财政管理带来了一些这个挑战。在现在的这个每年的这个通货膨胀的率呢大概是3%到4%，但是呢法律呢却规定房产税的增幅每年不能高于1%。
So that creates a real structural imbalance in the city financial situation. And I think one of the best ways to address that is to help grow the sales tax revenue by encouraging retail development in town center.
这个呢就给这个城市的这个财政管理带来了结构性的不平衡。那么解决这个问题的一个方法呢就是增加销售税的收入，鼓励有更多的这个商业能够在 Mercer Island 的市中心能够开展。
And I don't think anybody wants to see a car dealership or a Costco or a Best Buy on Mercer Island, but we could have a lot more there in the way of shopping and dining opportunities than we have now.
我想可能没有多少人可能愿意看到这个这个汽车的销售商或者是 Best Buy 或者是 Costco 在这个岛上，但是我们的确是可以欢迎更多的这些商业的机会来到 Mercer Island。
And I think it's partly because of my belief in the value of retail development that I recently received the endorsement of Eastside Business Alliance, which is a coalition of local chambers of commerce that is working to encourage business development in the region.
我呢是一直相信这个通过这个零售业能够促进我们的这个城市发展。包括我最近得到了这个东区的这个商业联盟。他们的这个背书和支持，他们呢是和这个地区的另外一个商业的一个合作组织联系在一起的。
But in general, I want to come in there and into the city and make sure we're engaged in appropriate and necessary long-range planning to make sure we have a long-range planning for dealing with financial challenges, with upgrading the infrastructure, and just generally adapting to change as it happens around the region.
我希望我的加入。能够帮助市议会能够制定更长期的发展计划，使得我们的城市能够适应城市的发展，变得更好。Great one. So, 那么 Mercer Island 它自己是一个比较小的一个城市，那么它的面临的这个挑战，可能会和其他的它的这个旁边的这两个大哥哥西雅图和 Bellevue。可能会有所不一样，那么我也想请 Craig 谈一谈，到底他觉得哪些挑战是这个 Mercer Island 所独有的。So comparing to two of its big neighbors, Seattle and Bellevue, what unique challenge does Mercer Island face?
Well, Mercer Island is historically and probably for the future primarily a residential community.And I think everyone on the island that I know wants to stay primarily a residential community. So that makes it very different from Bellevue and Seattle, which are really commercial hubs.
跟这个西雅图或者是 Bellevue 相比的话呢 ,Mercer Island 它更加是一个居住型的一个社区。我在岛上遇到的这个所有的人他们大概也都希望保持 Mercer Island 作为一个居住型的社区。这个呢和这个西雅图或者是 Bellevue 它的这个商业型社区的性质是不一样的。
And that creates some financial challenges because we have so little sales tax revenue.
那么这样的特质呢就带来了一些财政挑战，因为这个原因的话呢我们在这个销售税方面的这个政府收入就很少。
I would also say the geography of Mercer Island creates some challenges. As an island, we have nowhere to grow. And so we're very much constrained by the water around us. And similarly, our entrance and exit to Mercer Island is essentially on one bridge or one bridge on each side, which means that mobility and accessibility are big concerns to islanders.
另外一个挑战呢，是来自于这个地理上的挑战，因为我们是一个岛，我们四面被水环绕着，所以说我们的发展 其实我们的空间已经被限制了，并且呢进出这个岛两边都各只有一座桥，那么这也是对我们的另外一个限制。Yeah, 这个岛上的城市，它的这个特性以及它的这个发展的情况的确是与两边的大城市是不一样的。在 Craig 的这个网站上面呢，我看到他提到了一些关于这些问题，也提到了一些这个他的这个计划。那么我们想请他具体谈一谈，针对这样的一些挑战，他有一些什么样的计划可以供这个市议会来参考。So do you have feasible plans to address these challenges you just mentioned?
Well, I think when I think about addressing the challenges, there are a few things we need to make sure we do. One is make sure the city is engaged in an appropriate long-term planning process. And I'll do what I can to introduce a discipline to make sure they're doing that.
我想我可以做一些事情。第一件事情要做的事呢是确保这个城市它这个参与或者是它开始这个思考这个长期的这个规划。我呢也会尽力的能够通过制定一些规则来保证这个城市有这样的规划。
I also think that we need to do better on engagement with the stakeholders in our community. So, for example, if we want to see more development in our town center, which I'd like very much to do, I think we need to set up a process to talk to business owners and talk to residents and figure out what sort of businesses do we want in our island and what services does the city need to provide to attract those sorts of businesses.
我想另外一点呢是我也会去确保帮助和鼓励我们的城市它与这个发展利益的利益的各个的利益的相关方跟他们进行沟通，倾听他们的意见，与这些商业主和居民沟通，了解他们到底需要什么样的新的这个零售和商业机会，什么样的服务是这个城市所需要提供，以吸引到这些新的商业机会。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
华州劳工与工商保险服务部 Labor and Industries 负责保护华州的劳工安全。如果你在工作中受伤或罹患工作相关疾病， Labor and Industries 提供工伤保险，以支付多数华州劳工的医护治疗费用。如果你在工作中受伤，你应该告诉你的雇主，并且选择一位医生接受治疗。致电免付费电话877-561-3453，使用你偏好的语言与本部门联络，以确认你的索赔案件已经收到，并且请尽可能安全且快速的复制。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回来继续收听美国故事的特别节目。今天我们的嘉宾是 Craig Reynolds， 他是 Mercer Island City Council 的参选者。那么在这个 Craig 的竞选网站上面，我看到了有很多很多的这个对他给他背书支持他的人。那么这里面呢，除了个人的支持者之外，我还看到了很多的组织的名字在上面，包括有这个华盛顿州的枪支责任联盟，包括这个华盛顿州的自行车协会，华盛顿州的交通协会。那么我也很想了解一下，这些组织对 Craig 他的这个背书，是不是意味着说他们的愿景是一致的 ？So, in addition to individual endorsers, you have gotten a lot of organizations to endorse you. including Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility, Washington Bikes, Transportation for Washington. So can you talk about how are your visions aligned with theirs?
Yes, certainly. I've worked very hard to get some of these endorsements because I think that in the current political environment, it's natural that island residents and people in general are paying a lot more attention to national politics than they are to local politics.
我非常努力地得到这些组织他们对我的背书，因为在现在的目前的这个状况之下呢，岛上的居民他们可能更多的去关注了这个整个国家的政治，而较少的关注地方政治。
And because of that, I feel it's very helpful to get endorsements from these organizations that islanders will hopefully trust to make good judgments for them and help inform good voting decisions.
正是因此呢，所以呢，我努力地得到这些本地的这些组织的他们的背书，这样呢，希望能够帮助选民们他们的更多的了解我，然后呢，在他们在投票的时候帮助他们做出正确的选择。
And I think these organizations do share a lot of values with me. I'm a lifelong environmentalist, and I believe my endorsement from Washington Conservation Voters is consistent with that.
这些组织呢，他们的愿景有很多跟我是一致的。比如说，我是一个长期的一个环保主义者，我已得到了这个比如说我得到这个华盛顿州这个环境保护协会他们的那个支持。
I've also been a bus or subway commuter for virtually my entire adult life, and I believe that mass transit solutions are essential to protecting the environment and promoting mobility and opportunity for everyone and addressing traffic congestion.
在我的几乎整个的我的成年以后呢，我都是一个公共汽车和一个地铁的一个乘坐者。我相信呢，与这个华盛顿州的交通协会他们的合作，可以呢帮助我们能够更好的解决城市的交通问题以及人们的移动问题。
And my endorsement from Transportation for Washington and also Washington Bikes are consistent with my general belief that.We can't rely only on the single occupancy vehicle for transportation in our community.
华盛顿州自行车协会和华盛顿州交通协会对我的背书呢，也是跟我的一项我的一个坚持所一致的，就是我们不可以只是简单的依赖于一个单人驾驶的汽车来作为我们的交通工具。
And Eastside Business Alliance gave me an endorsement because they recognize that I'm committed to doing what it takes to create a healthy business environment because I believe that's in the best interest of both island businesses and island residents that are customers of those businesses.
东区的商业协会他们对我的背书呢，是因为他们相信我的理念创造更多的商业机会，对于岛上的居民以及对于这个岛上的已有的这个这些商业 business 来讲是有益的。Thank you. 我们刚才呢讲了很多很多的关于这个他的这个 Craig 他的这个专业经历以及他作为这个市议员的参选人他的一些见解。那么我们换一个话题。我们来聊一聊关于他自己的这个家庭，因为刚才在我们在这个等待的时候呢 ，Craig 也给我讲了他的这个女儿马上就要从这个哈佛毕业了，非常的优秀。So, can you tell our listeners something about your family?
Certainly. My wife and I have a blended family. It's the second and final marriage for both of us. She has one son, and I have two daughters.That are ages 26, 24, and 22.
我和我的妻子呢有一个混合的一个家庭，她呢有一个儿子，我呢有两个女儿，他们三个孩子的年龄呢是26岁、24岁和22岁。
My oldest daughter is an actuary like I am.
我的最年长的女儿呢，她也是一名保险精算师，跟我一样。
My younger daughter is in graduate school at Harvard studying public health.
我的小女儿呢，她现在正在哈佛学习公共卫生。
And my wife's son Jonathan is a college student as well and is undergrad at Beloit.
Which university?
Beloit University in Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. So 我的另外孩子呢，他是在那个威斯康星大学，也是他是正在读本科。
And as I mentioned earlier, my in-laws live with us, and my wife is a retired University of Washington faculty member where she taught in the business school.
我刚才讲过的，我的岳父岳母他们和我生活在一起，我的妻子，她是从华盛顿大学的商学院所退休的一名教师。
We also just recently finished hosting two Rotary foreign exchange students, one from Italy and one from Germany. And now our house is quiet again, now that they've gone back home.
我们也刚刚结束了这对两名国际学生他们的这个居住他们的这个在我们家里这个居住项目一个来自于法国一个来自于意大利我们的家里面现在呢也安静了许多非常非常非常有趣啊！现在呢，这个中国和美国之间这个关系似乎就一直没有平静。那么贸易战好像时不时的就要爆发，是不是要这个被两国的人民所关注？那么在这个地方选举之外呢，特别是对于一个曾经到过中国很多次，帮助中国。帮助中国自己的保险精算师项目的人来讲的话呢，我也想了解一下 Craig 他自己对于当前这个中美关系贸易战他的一些个人的看法。So as China and US has ongoing trade war right now, so what's your viewpoint regarding the Sino-US relations?
Well, I'm generally a strong believer that business to business connections and academic connections are essential.To maintaining good relations between two countries.
我呢，总体来说呢，我一直相信这个商业的联系以及这个学术的联系是维持两国关系的最基本的地方。
And I don't really have an opinion on the proper way for the governments to relate to each other, but I do have a strong belief that it's important for businesses to do business with each other. And I've been doing business in China since the early 1990s, and it's been a very strong influence on my life and on my world view.
对于两个国家如何维持好的关系呢？我没有什么办法。但是呢，我相信，中美两国维持这个友好的关系，对于两国的商业界来讲是非常有益处的。特别是我1990年代就开始在中国从事这个商业，那么我更加的认为这个是有益的。
Many years ago, I recall a business trip to Shanghai where my meetings ended Friday midday and I had a half day free and was wandering around the city exploring. And it hit me that some people save their money their whole lives to make a trip like that. And I got paid to go there. And that to me was a fabulous thing. And I like to continue to try to appreciate those things in everyday life.
我仍然还记得几年前我到上海出差。我们的会议在中午结束了，那么下午一个半天的时间呢，我就有机会在上海到处逛一逛。有些人呢，他可能会存了一辈子的钱才有机会来中国做这么一次旅行，但是呢，我呢却是付钱，别人付我钱来那个做这个中国这次旅行。所以说，一直到现在为止呢，我都一直很感激能够有这样的机会到中国去。我想每个人可能都会感激有这样的机会能够就是到中国来看一看，不仅是来从事商业，也来看一看中国的不同的风土人情。那么我们想了解一下，如果 Craig 他如果当选这个 Mercer Island 的市议员，那么他对于当地的中国华人社区会有什么样的一些帮助？ So how would you support the Chinese community after you are elected?
Well, I think one idea that occurred to me is Mercer Island obviously has a very large Asian population and Chinese population in particular, and from what I understand, there's a very large and active Mercer Island Chinese Association. I haven't had much direct contact with them so far, although I certainly know some of their members, but I understand it's very focused on kids and educational opportunity for Chinese students. One thing that's been suggested to me that I'd be happy to do is go out and, as an actuary, speak to that group and help children understand what opportunities there are for those that study mathematics in the actuarial profession. And that's one bit of outreach I'd like to be able to do.
Mercer Island 上面有居住着很多很多的华人。我知道在这个岛上有一个很大的一个华人协会。我呢还没有参与太多他们的活动，但是呢我知道他们的很多的关注点是在于孩子的教育和成长。我想呢作为一个职业的一个保险精算师，我呢可以帮助这些孩子们更好的理解如何制定长期的计划来帮助他们的成长。
But I also think generally the Chinese residents of the island will value many of the same things that other residents value. They'll value an efficient government that provides the services that islanders want. They will value the parks. They will value the services. And I want to make sure that I have the opportunity to provide those.
我相信岛上的华裔居民与其他的居民一样，他们也一样的会认同很多很多这个大家所共同所认同的一些价值，包括这个好的环境，包括好的这个城市服务。如果我当选以后呢，我会有提供更多的机会，让这个岛上的华裔居民能够感受到这样的价值和服务。谢谢，非常好。我们的节目时间呢也接近尾声了。那么最后呢，我想问问这个 Craig， 对于我们的岛上的这个中国居民来讲，或者对于这个大西雅图地区的这个华裔居民来讲，有没有什么就说特别想要说的话？ So would you say something specially to the Chinese residents in Mercer Island and the Greater Seattle area?
I'd say the most important message I'd like them all to take away is please vote. democracy is not a spectator sport, and I think we need everybody very much engaged. Voting is a responsibility, and I hope they all take that seriously.
我想最重要的一句话呢是请大家投票。因为民主过程呢是一个大家参与的过程，我希望每一个人都能够认真的对待这个选举，能够走出来投票。
I would also say that we all have an obligation to work to make our communities a better place. And so I would encourage everyone to consider ways in which they can volunteer to give back in their communities through social service agencies, for example, but also through volunteering for boards and commissions and other things that the city has available for giving input.
我们每个人都有责任把我们的社区变得更加的美好，所以说呢，我也鼓励每一个人都能够走出来参加各种不同的志愿者活动，或者是这个公共服务活动，参与这个不同的委员会和机构，用各种方式各种机会为我们的社区服务。非常感谢Craig 今天晚上来到我们的节目当中跟我们畅谈他的想法，也希望我们的听众们能够更多的积极参与到这个选举的这个民主过程当中来，能够更多的为我们生活的社区提供自己力所能及的服务。Thank you, Craig, very much to be here tonight.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。 如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，